So the question about how can we have our souls prosper this way is very significant, because as we've heard described, it's of great value to see a believer whose soul is prospering. And as to how it takes place, we often give very simple answers, right? We say, well, you spend time with the Lord Jesus. I don't mean that's a simple answer that we shouldn't give. But if we give that simple answer, and someone will say, well, I read my Bible. I don't know if I'm growing spiritually. How do I know this? I think it's interesting to see what it is that this idea of prospering means. It means that you're on a good road. It's a good path. Prospering in your health means that you have a good path of health ahead of you. Prospering as your soul means your soul is on a good path. This is the meaning of the word. It's not used too many times. The two other times that it's used once when Paul is writing to the Corinthians. He says, when I come and I'm going to collect some funds, you prepare for that by setting aside every week such as God has prospered you. So there's been an increase during the week, and you're collecting that in 1 Corinthians 16. You're collecting that, and you have that in store, ready to apply to the need. And then the other use is in Romans chapter 1, where Paul says to those to whom he's writing in Rome, he says, I'm praying that God will prosper my way so that I can come to you. I'll have an open path, an unimpeded journey. My way will be prosperous so that I can reach you and visit. So I think we could say that prospering is an aggregate kind of process. That is to say, it's over time in terms of the collection of money. So when we might say to ourselves, well, I want to spend time with the Lord Jesus, and I did all last week, and I'm not sure that I'm any more spiritually mature. It's not something that's going to be, it will always have an immediate impact when we spend time on the Lord Jesus. I don't mean to give the wrong impression. But it is a collective, aggregate kind of process where we build on what we are collecting from the Lord, from the Scriptures, and we are growing in that way. We are prospering. Our souls will prosper over time as we gather what the Lord allows us to appreciate about the Lord. And then also to think of this open pathway to those in Rome, it's unimpeded progress. It's making spiritual progress that is not facing obstacles. We want to make spiritual progress, and we put up our own obstacles in the way of our spiritual growth, because we say, oh, I'd like to grow spiritually, but I have to spend a few hours doing this and doing that and in hobbies and so on, and we end up impeding our own spiritual progress because we create distractions for ourselves about our natural interests or about our sinful habits or about our bad attitudes, and we interfere with the spiritual progress. We could remember that the Spirit of God, God desires through the Spirit of God to conform each of us to be like the Lord Jesus. And so it is not that we have to check off a list of health requirements or exercise requirements as it is in natural health. It is that God desires to produce the Lord Jesus, the likeness of the Lord Jesus in us. He desires to produce spiritual maturity and a healthy soul within us. But then we would add in our own natural habits and personal interests, and this will impede our progress. This will prevent our souls from prospering. And so as a result, we recognize what those things are. We lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets us, and we run with endurance the path that is set before us, looking unto Jesus. This is making spiritual progress on a good road so that our soul is prospering.
I wonder if I can give a couple of verses to just express the thought of how, as we have heard, how the prosperity of the soul might take place. So I think we all are in the same mind that there is nothing apart from Christ. That's always the answer. But the Lord Jesus said something unique in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 11. In chapter 11, verse 28, he says, you know, come unto me, all your burden and heavy laden, I will give you rest. That's not the one I want to talk about. I want to talk about the second part of the second verse. He says, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye, the result of it, ye shall find rest for your souls. And I think this is the secret, dear brethren. If I want to go back to the first individual that prospered, I have to think of Joseph. A Joseph that was a wonderful type of the Lord Jesus. He was meek and lowly in heart, and the path that he occurred wasn't always a path of glory. There was suffering attached to it. But as far as God is concerned, he prospered. It was that kind of prosperity in his soul. Why? Because he learned of Christ, if you will, by way of application, how to be meek and lowly in heart. And then he found rest in his soul. And that's the sense of prosperity. That rest of the souls, the expression is used twice in the scripture, is one in Matthew 11:28-29, but also in Jeremiah 6:16, about finding the good way, the old way. And over there the prophet uses the same expression, and you shall find rest for your souls. So how wonderful, dear brethren, to learn of Christ as being our standard and example that will really help the prosperity of the soul, but also to stick with the path that the Spirit of God has given to us, because that also will enhance the prosperity of our souls.
And if I add to that, I think it's important, because it is really, really important. Number one, not to minimize whatsoever reading the Word of God and spending time in the presence of the Lord Jesus. Read your Bible, pray every day. That's how you're going to grow. There is no other way. That's one point that's really important to highlight. The second point is this. I do not measure my own grace, my own growth. I do not look and say, oh, I'm growing spiritually this week than last week. Then I'm looking inside. And that's really a big problem. I'm going nowhere then. All I need to do, read my Bible, pray every day, attend conferences, listening to the Word of God, reading commentary, and looking at the Lord Jesus, as we have heard, because He's the example. If I look inside, say, am I better last week than this week? I am so occupied with myself, and that will hinder my progress. Sorry, Brother Jacob.